Then the gold and bitch fell down from the sky to Ilion's Hill. I took it as common knowledge that good comes from the mind from the soul. You take it from there. These stars are too regular to be our kind of gods. The Syrian heat from Persia and Syria went to Rome and crossed worlds, but barely touched them. Everything had a tragic tone. With the newness of words that always went outside the truth. The carved dead by the shoreline, an evil place to their souls. There were horses inside of Vesuvius. And in the heavy light, there were two over before just one had been. There were melodies between dirt and sky. And archons and women of ill repute subtly playing what I knew was that none of them even thought about virtue. Easy or not, serious people are separate from respectable types. And live in a vortex where play absorbs obligatory actions. If I have to remind you later, you'll be sorry. Sorry. Creation is contemplation if there's nothing else. But when you walk in here all silent and indistinct, nothing is clearer. Another thing to remember is that once a chasm is open, there's just you and me. Stop drawing on napkins and clear away the plates. The depth of silence swells up with a further heightening of style you must learn. Let's make it clear, we don't look for what life actually is. The guy who was speaking till last night, out by the port, eating Cameron Schubert before Kant. His talk was a long line of interior threads moving straight onto something else. From nature to the soul, from this to the mind and Titan. Did you notice how his voice was quiet and always at the same level, like spring running into a river? He bestowed his merits on Hades, perceived a false glory. Elysian fields, the mystery of Gemini was unquenchable. He had been before all else a hunter. A hunter then was identical with being alive. You saw how he was the tenth sort. Who knows the difference between alive and dead? With the dead were what he fed his hounds. They were the simulacra gods out of faith, but evidence. But evidence. I think he offered you meat as a gesture towards a fellow poet. He told me to believe nothing but just recognize. We never needed to name anything then, but still don't. The sun sets across a wide horizon. Magnolia scents dissolve over the waters, and each thought is destined to just eliminate itself. Lost on your veranda, with the soul that contains the world, and a small cigar in one and a delicate flute. The cosmos was fixed above you, and your invulnerability was a tortured dark root. What they made of your laconic history was little more than a tangle of stories. The fair color of earth was covered by night, and you knew there was another place, and more meaning in the cold beauty from below. Remember the hot flares across thousands of years, a Sahara of remotest isolation. You see what the rest of us miss, weighed down by compositions.